Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, bless. Oh, look. Oh, look at this. This is nice. Oh, this is so sweet.
Why is Nikki Campbell on there?
Oh, no, look.
So, I've arranged this for you with the help of Ben.
You've been personally responsible, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, bless. Look at this.
It's nice, isn't it?
Oh, lovely.
Look. So, we've got some cards from the G&D Divas.
Oh, look. I can feel I'm going to cry already.
Don't cry. Hello and welcome to our weekend release. This is the bonus podcast episode where we can see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week. It's random things that have been sent in, extra bits from the week, and how our advice went down with you, our G&D Divas. And also, at the time of this going out, it's William's wedding day!
I don't, because I've already started to go.
Happy wedding day. Oh, you're crying.
Well, yes.
So we're currently here in the studio. We've got bunting up for William.
Yes.
We've got a selection of cakes.
And a very wobbly cake stand.
Your favourite peanut butter brownies from the cafe downstairs.
Obviously, spoiler alert, this is, you know, it's a podcast, it's not live radio, so this isn't actually my wedding day at time of recording, but we're very close to it. This is exactly what I should not be eating. I will have a nibble.
I'll have a nibble. You've got to get
into that double-breasted suit.
I know, yeah. All eyes
it's
are on me.
Tight enough as it is.
All eyes are on me that
oh,
day.
Oh, shut
I
up.
Don't need people. So, yeah, we should start by opening some champagne.
Some champagne,
champagne! Champagne all around, darlings. Hello, darlings. It's Mummy here. Happy wedding day. I left you some champagne on the table. Jordan is going to open it for you, darling. I will have it all ready. At the time of the recording, it is 8:45 in the morning, but you know me, darling. The earlier, the better. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Thanks, Sarah.
Just in the interest of sort of infotainment. Sorry, what are you doing? That's the weirdest way. You don't take the entire foil off.
Yeah, just take that off there.
Do you want to tell people how to open a bottle of champagne?
Just screw it open, don't you?
Just be careful with it.
Please be careful. You twist the bottle, not the cork, is what I was aiming at. And also make sure you point that away. No, take the cage off first.
I know how to open pissing champagne.
Well, you're not giving that impression.
I work in show business.
Oh!
Oh! Hey!
Honeymoon.
Happy wedding. Where's the champagne flute? Oh,
yeah, well, we've got tumblers.
Here we go.
Well, you meant to pour just a bit in to prime the glass.
What are you on about? Is that what you meant? Is there etiquette for champagne?
Oh, there's loads of etiquette for champagne.
Champagne all around, darlings! Listen to a happy wedding day.
It's my mother, Jar Jar Binks.
I can't wait for your wedding and James's. Obviously, that will be... We will spend more money on James's, darling, but you already know that.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. I've sploshed.
Knowing James, he'll probably have his at Anfield.
Oh, well, I'm not going up there. Sorry. I mean, I might.
It's your wedding day.
Ooh. Oh, it is my wedding day. Right. Well, we don't do a toast in the bonus.
To William.
But, well, thank you.
And Mikey. Don't
clink. I can't drink. I mean, it is...
Why?
You know, you don't drink a toast yourself, do you?
No,
how many times have we done that on the podcast?
That's not bad, that. It's cold. Mm. I used to hate champagne.
Oh, that went up my nose.
Have I changed? I used to hate champagne because you always had it like warm, didn't you, in those little plastic shitty glasses.
Well, you always had it warm in those plastic shitty glasses, yes.
Mm. Okay, so we should start our bonus podcast episode. Yay, it's your wedding day.
I know. When this goes out, I will probably be, depending on what time people are listening to this... I will either be sitting trying to listen to Ecclesiastes.
Who?
Ecclesiastes. That's your reading.
Oh, is that the reading?
Hilariously, Jordan messaged me last week saying, because I had phonetically on your reading put the phonetic pronunciation of Ecclesiastes. And you said, can you just give me a voice note? Now, ironically, at the time, I had just come back from the dentist having a filling redone. So my mouth was numb. So I said, well, I will voice note it for you, but it's not going to sound even remotely correct because my mouth is numb.
Okay.
And so Jordan's going to play that for you now.
Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 to 12.
Thank you. Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Do I have to say it like that on the wedding day?
Well, not like that. Don't get up there and go.
I'm really nervous about this talk.
Speech, it's not a talk.
Reading.
I just want to make that perfectly clear.
TED talk. I'm going to do a TED talk before it of how to get into radio.
Yes, because my congregation.
I'll say to the rest of the congregation. There's a
the
lot.
What? The rest of the.
There's a lot of people that work in radio there, isn't it?
Yes.
I'll change the title to "How to Be Successful."
You're such a cow.
I'm joking.
So yes, Jordan's doing your reading, and you've got that. And legally, we actually get married at 10 o'clock. So for those G&D divas that want to live the day with us, at 10 o'clock is the actual bit where I will be married, from about 10 past 10.
And for those of you that want to see any pictures, didn't quite get in Hello, but it will be in Closer magazine.
You did that joke last week.
Make sure. Hey, I don't begrudge that.
It's not going to be in any magazine. I hope not, anyway.
Anyway, should we read some of your look at all these cards and lovely messages from the G&D divas.
Should we describe the scene?
Yeah.
Be our eyes, Jordan.
So, this is what we call in radio, painting the picture. Right. So we're at our desk, we've got a little cake stand, we've got our champagne, we've got an array of cards, a collection of cards that have been sent in from you, our wonderful, wonderful listeners, and read some.
Okay, I've picked them at random. This one says, happily ever after on the front. Oh my gosh. Dear William and Mikey, I wish you... Why are you laughing already?
Can I just interject?
Yes.
This one says, William and Mikey with a picture of a bride and a groom. And it says, congratulations to both of you for getting hitched. Sorry to interrupt. I hope you have the most wonderful day and have a long and happy marriage of each other. My piece of advice would be to always talk everything through with each other, and you can't really go wrong. Congratulations again, with best wishes, Stan Brooks. And he sent a lovely card there.
Well, that's nice. And that's from Stan.
Yeah, you're in the...
in the dress.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Stan. This one is from Claire in Leicestershire. Dear William and Mikey, I wish you all the happiness in the world on your wedding day and for the future. I feel like I know you both so well from the podcast and from Mikey's work too.
Yep, no worries. Need help doing any no job too big or small. Give us a ring.
Have the most wonderful day and a very happy and healthy future together. I will raise a glass to you both, but obviously won't clink it with anyone else's. That's from Claire. That's lovely. Thank you, Claire.
William and Mikey, congratulations on becoming Mr. and Mr. William, if you make Mikey laugh half as much as you do me, he's in for a lifetime of fun and happiness.
Aww.
I'm going to make you cry by the end of these.
Okay.
Marriage is hard but amazing. And it's great to be able to spend every day with your best friend. Hip, hip, hooray. That's from Emma.
Oh, thank you, Emma. This is from Catherine with a C. Do you think it's the Duchess of Cambridge?
Possibly.
To William and Mikey.
She's a big G&D there.
Congratulations on your wedding day. As Jane Austen wrote, I love a Jane Austen quote, it is such a happiness when good people get together, and they always do. Love, Catherine.
Oh, this is from Paige. It says, congratulations, William and Mikey. Wishing you all the happiness in the world.
Thank you, Paige.
You've got to look at the front of that one.
Oh, it's two gay ghosts.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
I love it.
It's two gay ghosts. Oh, put the willies up me.
This is from Jay Dean. It says, congratulations, newlyweds. Dear William and Mikey, I wish you both a magical married life full of love and fun. I hope your marriage will be the first in a long line of dreams to come true. Congratulations and best wishes from a devoted fan.
Oh, are you okay?
I'm okay. I'm all right.
This is from Jodie. Congratulations, William and Mikey. I couldn't be happier for the two of you. So glad Mikey managed to get a day off the building site for the wedding. Oh, it's been a nightmare. They wouldn't let me have a week off. Wishing you a lifetime of happiness. Are you off? Have you been off this week? Both of you.
Have I been off? The day before the wedding, we were off.
That the Bonnet Bottle is going to be louder than ever after the honeymoon.
Gene Divas are so bloody cheeky.
Of love and congratulations, Jodie. Have you packed the lube for the honeymoon yet?
This one says married.
Don't forget that.
This is from Lou with a U. Dear William and Mikey, on your special day, the most important thing to hold on to in life is each other. All Lou. All love, Lou. All Lou love.
This is from Elsa. Congratulations to the happy couple. It will be, without a doubt, the wedding of the year. And all of the hard work will have paid off. This is why William reads the letters. With all of the content for the podcast it has provided alone. Can't wait to hear all about it when you're recording again. Don't forget to enjoy it, guys, and good luck with the reading, Jordan. Oh, good luck with the reading, Jordan. There you go. Thank you. Shall I do one more?
Yes, do one more.
Dear William and Mikey, this is from Natasha. I want to wish you both a lifetime of happiness, whether that will be at the building merchants or talking, taking in a show. But in all seriousness, I want to say how grateful I am that you've shared your joy with us, and I truly wish you both a lifetime of love, happiness and wonder. Let the past take a bow. The forever is now.
Oh, and what's that from? Ironically, I was listening to it on the way in today.
Are you crying? Yeah. Oh, you sweet boy. You're so lovely.
Thank you.
You're so lovely.
Oh, well, no one wants to listen to me cry again on this podcast.
Okay. We've had, by the way, can I just...
All these cards that have been sent in, I shall be taking them home and showing them to Mikey.
You might have heard Ben left a little psst secret message on last week's recording.
He'll do anything to get on this podcast.
I can tell you we've had thousands and thousands of messages. They're just a tiny, tiny example of some of them.
Oh,
so genuinely, if you've written in, thank you. William will reply to all of them.
Nah, hang on.
But yeah.
Ben's given me his thick wodge in front of me here.
Would you want some of your cookies or brownies?
I'll have some in a minute, yeah. Okay. I'm trying to flick through them on mic. It's not really working as a sound effect. But I don't know how many pages there. I'm going to guess
this. Champagne all around, darling. This is your wedding day. Brian, is my dress ready, darling? Fucking hell, Sarah. I'm trying to get my tie on. Darling, just bring my dress down and more champagne. I'm having so much champagne for the wedding today, darlings. James, are you ready, my little blossom? Oh, you look so handsome, James. Yippee, thanks, Mum.
Oh, God, the whole cast's
here. Can you help me with my clip-on tie? Of course I can, darling.
Clip-on tie?
Of course I can.
No one's having a clip-on.
Sarah, where's the fucking dress? I can't find it anywhere. It's hung up on the wardrobe, darling. Sorry, the walk-in closet, darling. The one William came out of when he was 15.
We'll be doing William's funeral by the time that your impressions are finished.
That's just an insight into the... Hanson household on their wedding day. Time's the driver coming, darling.
Finished?
Yep.
There are so many messages here that have been sent in, I believe, on email or electronically. These are not handwritten, which I'm slightly pleased about. They don't have return addresses. I'm going to just pick some out at random here. Dear William and Mikey, I just had to write to both of you to wish you all the best in your future together. I hope your day is beautiful and all that you hope for. But don't forget, all that really matters at the end of the day is the two of you. And that's from Kaylee. Thank you.
Thank you.
I should just say there are lots of names very, very quickly flicking through these that I have. Oh, dear.
Are you okay? Do you want a hug? Are you sure? You're going to be a mess on the actual
day. I am going to be a mess. It's not even there. We're not even in the week of the wedding when we record this.
Have you got a makeup artist?
No.
I want panda owls walking down the aisle.
I'm not wearing mascara.
Bloody hell. It wouldn't surprise me if you did.
I'm not on stage. I only wear it on stage.
Okay. Carry on. Sorry.
No, there are lots of names here. Oh, God. I've got to do a speech at the wedding. That's giving me the most nightmares at the moment. There are lots of names. Oh, dear.
Darwin, you're going to make me cry.
Thank you for the messages. Oh, dear, this is ridiculous.
Oh, it's all right. There's so many there. There's so much people love you. And that's how happy our wonderful listeners are for you. So remember that.
If and when you ever got married, I'd assure you that it'd be a thicker watch.
We all know that, but don't mention that now. This is about you.
Thank you. I'll enjoy this moment. For now. Oh, dear. The funniest thing, can I also point out, on TikTok, to the lovely people on TikTok, last week, when we did a video about lager on tap, and I was referring to Nicola, and the comments underneath, I said, I can't ask Nicola that. I was like, Nicola? Who's Nicola? I thought he was gay. No, Nick, for 24 hours, TikTok was incredibly confused. It was incredibly confused. I would just like to point out my fiancé with one E. Did you know that fiancé... I didn't actually know this, being a homosexual, but a female fiancé has two E's on the end, whereas a male fiancé, and that can be heterosexual as well, has one E.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Anyway, my fiancé with one E is called Michael, or Mikey. And, yeah. Anyway, I feel I've composed myself with a good laugh.
You could have made me cry.
What I was going to say is that with all these messages, there are so many names of people who... Oh, God, I'm going again. There are so many names of people over the years who have listened to us from the start, that have written in... Oh, God, it's pathetic.
It's not. It's lovely.
You know what I'm saying. People that we've...
Go on.
Got to know over the years. So thank you.
It's lovely. People are genuinely, genuinely, and we probably haven't said this enough, so happy for you.
Oh,
and
dear.
We're all so happy for you. Honestly, we're all so, so happy for
you. I will be delighted when the wedding is no longer part of my life, I shall be honest. I have both said to each other. There's a great argument for only having one marriage in your life, and that's organising one of them. Yeah, it'll be nice when it's all... I mean, it's going to be the happiest day of my life to date. But I'll be very glad when I don't need to worry about it.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Good. Sorry as well, I got really OTT with impressions and I forgot there's a lot of people that actually work in this office that are trying to work. So sorry, guys. Sorry. Sorry, Tom. So there you go.
The thousands of people that are working here. Can I have a nibble on a brownie?
Of course you can. And whilst you're doing that...
Oh, don't... Oh.
Just one more thing on the bonus. Oh, God. Go on.
You're no, this so is more sweet. To blame my nose, actually.
Genuinely, thank you to everybody. That it's so touching that so many people are so happy for you.
It's lovely.
People are genuinely, like, we're all so happy for you. Okay.
I'm just going to go and eat my feelings.
Right.
God, they're good.
We're going to do a little game of Mr. and Mr. I asked Mikey some questions.
Oh, Jesus.
And you've got to guess what he said. And then I'll reveal to what he said. Okay?
Okay.
Right. Cheers, Jordan. Thanks for doing this, pal. It was a good laugh. So, a game of Mr. and Mr. Cue the cheesy music, please. Hello and welcome to Mr. and Mr. My name is Jordan
North.
Look
at you looking down the camera like it's BBC Three.
ITV's new primetime host.
Oh, is it on ITV?
Well, Mr. and Mr. used to be there.
Oh, but your new one with Jason Thingy is on
Derulo,
BBC Three.
BBC Three.
Right.
Yeah. Don't sing that. I've already been warned that.
We haven't.
Ben, seriously, that was in the contract. He's like, don't say that. I was like, won't do.
Jason Derulo.
And then once it's in your head, you go, Jason, hey, pal, you're right.
Oh, dear.
Question number one.
Right.
What did Mikey say was his first impression of you?
Well, Mikey and I first met in Nottingham when he was at university and I went to go and visit my friend Adam.
Matched on Grindr, didn't you? Oh, is that the...
You don't match on Grindr. Oh, what was his first impression of me? Probably wasn't very favourable.
Just go on.
Very tall. Very orange. I think I was wearing a lot of makeup that day.
It was nice fellow.
Nice fellow.
I did, Joe. I thought you were a lovely lad. Lovely chap. You see, you know, I was just doing my apprentice back then, so I didn't even know who it was myself. All right, Mikey.
Thanks. I've never heard Mike use the word fellow in ever, but anyway.
What's William's worst feature?
Oh, for God's sake. Where do we begin?
Just need one.
Do we mean physical?
No.
I'm a control freak. Or words to that effect.
It's put auto-tidying.
Oh, auto... Yeah, well, okay. Well, I would say that's...
What's auto-tidying?
So Mikey will be making something in the kitchen or doing something, and he'll put something down, and it'll only be down on the side for about a second, and I will come and auto-tidy it and wash it up, put it away, and then he'll be... going to use it again and it's gone.
Yeah, I do that.
And it's because I'm a control freak and I like things to be quite neat.
Mikey's celebrity crush. I thought it was
Henry Cavill.
Pardon?
Henry Cavill.
Well, it was Henry Cavill.
Oh.
And then I messaged him saying, Henry Cavill last night. And I think I think I've like knocked him a bit. And then he's put Daniel Craig. So I'll say you got that one right.
Okay, fine.
Does he fancy Daniel Craig?
Oh, I well, feel, let he me text, used to. Let's let put it that way. That's why he's with me, actually, because apparently I just looked so like Daniel Craig.
Put,
more like Wendy
he's
Craig.
Actually texted me back, putting, haha, absolutely. Have you seen his upper body? It's seen in capital letters. I'll put feel bad now.
Is he talking about mine?
No, Henry Cavill.
We're just talking about ourselves whilst you continue to text him.
Don't look at the answers.
Oh, I wasn't, sorry.
What does William do that annoys Mikey the most?
Well, auto-tiding...
Something to do with you.
Do I shout on the phone?
He doesn't listen to me when he's on his phone.
Oh.
Bloody hell.
I feel like quite a bad person now.
What do you argue about?
He doesn't listen to me when he's on his phone.
Excuse me.
You don't listen to me when you're on your phone.
I'm the host here. Excuse me. What do you argue about the most?
What we're going to eat. What do we argue about the most?
What do you bicker about the most?
You see, I don't think we bicker.
He's, what are you going to say? Eating?
Yeah.
William always wants to leave the house early. I want to leave bang on time. Or
okay, it's obvious now
late.
You say it.
Yeah. Okay. Who wins the most arguments?
Me. No. Well, no. Ooh. I would probably... I don't think it's probably about equal, but I sometimes like to let Mikey win arguments for want of an easy life.
What are you saying, Mikey?
Yeah.
He's put me because I'm usually right.
Little bitch.
It's your wedding day. Don't call it.
Yeah, but he's my bitch.
I saw a bird. He's not Geordie, he's my bitch. Okay. I'm going to cry on the wedding day.
No, don't. I mean, look, I'm crying now.
What is William most scared of?
Oh, vermin.
He's got that.
Did I get that right?
Which one, K?
Vermin.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Did I get that right?
Yes, you got
Rats
that right.
Rats mice, yeah.
Who could play William in a film about his life?
Daniel Craig. No. Julian Clary. Who could play William? Shirley Bassey.
He's put Nicholas Galitzine.
Oh, bless him.
Who's that?
Nicholas Galitzin or Galitzine. He is the star of Red, White and Royal Blue, which is the film that I was working on a few weeks ago. He's also in Netflix Purple Hearts currently, and he's gorgeous and lovely. And he kept telling me every time I saw him around the set that I was popping up on TikTok.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, hi. Pop up on whatever you want.
Is William a boob or a bum person?
A boob or a bum person?
Yeah.
Has he even answered this?
He's put, oh, please, you've all seen my... And he's put the peach emoji.
Oh. Right.
Well done, you got two right.
I got...
means you can't go ahead with
I got
a wedding.
Two right. Oh, Jesus
but
Christ.
Just, we'll just quickly skim through these ones that Ben asked, that I asked him as well. Oh, forgot to ask this one as well. Oh, God, I forgot to ask. Oh, and finally.
Yes.
Favourite sex position.
He won't have answered that.
He put absolutely not answering this.
There we go.
So you got way there. Three right.
Three right.
Congratulations.
And what, 10?
Yeah.
Right.
I think it was 10.
It's lovely that Mikey remembers our arguments in such detail. Little fun fact I've learnt.
Yep, there you go. That was great.
I would say we don't really argue anymore. We're probably at the start of our relationship when you're still...
Christ, you used to.
When you're still finding your feet with one another.
I know.
But now we're quite set in our ways now.
Yeah. Okay, well, look, genuinely, we all love you.
Oh, stop.
We all love Mikey, and we're so happy for you, and we hope you have a wonderful day on your wedding. Just one more bit of correspondence.
Okay.
Do you want to read it? Or shall I?
Is it going to make me cry?
You read it.
That means Jordan... Can't read it. This is from Grace. Dear William, Mikey, Jordan, PB and Diego.
Oh, cheers, guys. I thought I was going to get a mention. I've been waiting here all bloody day.
It's a full house, really, isn't it? Mm. William and Mikey, congrats.
Who's that posh cow over there drinking all that champagne? She's going to be bloody hammered. Can you put a bit of it in my bowl, love? Oh, suit yourself. She's got a face like a slept horse. She's got a face like a bulldog licking piss off a thistle.
Finished?
Yeah.
William and Mike, congratulations on your upcoming wedding and wishing you a lifetime of happiness. I'm a long-time listener and second-time writer. The first time I wrote was before my wedding, just over a year ago. In it, I asked some wedding-related questions, only to my horror, to work my way through the back catalogue and discover not only had they been answered in the episode from the first season, Help, I Dance Down the Aisle, but also we did a list of things William labelled as common or awful. 3 out of 5. A cheese cake, a dog ring bearer, and email RSVPs. Oh. It does ring a bell.
This was very much in our first episode. When we both played up to our characters, let's say.
And needless to say, I was dreadfully embarrassed to hear I was common, but nevertheless, had a truly wonderful day. I really hope you do too. The clip is worth a listen. Jordan sounds great. Warmest wishes, Grace. P.S. Photo attached of our beautiful dog. Also sending you lots of love. And it looks like a dog that is a terrier, would you call that? Jack Russell? Yeah.
So Diego's going to bring the ring. So. I've got a lovely outfit, William, I have. I can't do my Diego impression without my braces in.
Yeah, I don't know. You're doing all right. Well, Grace, thank you very much for that. Jean Devers, look, again, thank you very much for all of your messages. I promise you, if you have sent them in and they are in this wodge, I will read all of them. I should probably be a puddle by the end of it. So thank you, as will Mikey. And I can assure you, if time, if space, and if money were no object, I would invite every single one of the Jean Devers to the wedding. So thank you.
Yeah, that would be a laugh.
Be a big, big wedding.
Yeah. Mm. Well, we had a stag
do. Big enough as it is.
We had a stag do.
We did have stag do.
We just charged them to come.
And we'll tell you all about the wedding next week.
Yeah, we will. Okay. Remember, if you've got a question or story that isn't a dilemma or a problem, this is the place where we can read it out. So drop into our DMs on social media or send us an email to help@sixthofmyboss with anything you want to share with us. We also love hearing back from the people we offer advice to. So if that's you, get back in touch with producer Ben. See you next week. Can we have a hug?
We can have a hug.
Lovely.
Love you, Chase.
Love everyone.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.